Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss a very grave misconception which is found between Islam and women. It is thought that even in cases of a crime, the testimony of a lady is half that of a man. So if we consider this opinion, we come to the conclusion that the basis of this opinion is found, generally found, in the following Quranic verse. And I'll read out this verse to you. It says, وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ فَإِلَّمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلٌ وَمْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. And call in two male witnesses from among your men over the document of loan. And if two men cannot be found, then one man and two women from among those whom you deem appropriate as witnesses, so that if one of them or either of them gets confused, the other reminds her. A simple reading of this verse makes us conclude that it relates to a documentary evidence. It relates to evidence which is related to documents. In other words, this verse cannot be made a basis of analogy for a crime, for witnesses which have to be called over a crime, simply because there is a blatant difference between the nature of evidence in the two. In the case of a document, it is up to us to choose and select anyone whom we regard as appropriate as witnesses. However, in the case of a crime, anyone who is present on the scene of the crime has to be regarded as a witness. We do not have any option to pick or choose a witness in that regard. Therefore, this verse cannot be made a basis of analogy to draw the conclusion that even in cases of crime, the evidence of a lady is half that of a man. The second thing also which needs to be considered is that this verse does not relate to the legal forums of the state. It is not that they have been addressed and told that if a case comes to them, then they must register this case if the evidence is found in such and such a manner. On the other hand, this verse actually addresses Muslims in their personal capacity and tells them that in order to safeguard from various disputes, they must write down their financial and other transactions and call in witnesses over these transactions. So the other thing which comes to light from this verse is that it is not a legal injunction. It is merely a social advice which is given to the Muslims. And if we read the end of the passage in which these verses occur, this becomes even more prominent. The Almighty says, "Zalikum aqsatu indallahi wa aqwamu lishahada wa adna alla tartabu." This is more just in the sight of God. It ensures accuracy in testifying and is the most appropriate way for you to safeguard against all doubts. So summing up, we can say that this verse cannot be made a basis to conclude that the testimony of a lady is half that of a man in cases of crimes, because this verse specifically addresses the issue of evidence on a document. And secondly, this verse also does not relate to any legal injunction. Actually, it is a social advice given to Muslims in their personal capacity. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات